Okay, Yitzchak was mired that we skipped over Sif Hey. So let's take a look at Sif Hey. I feel them ira le shahitim and I kiss sharesh techila. So we learned earlier that when it comes to putting on the tefillin and the talis, so first you put on the talis and then the tefillin, either because the mailim kodesh or because the tadi v'sheni tadi tadi kodesh. If I took out the tefillin first, so he said, so then you put on tefillin because the imavirin, the mitzvahs overrides the Indian of tadir and ma'alan b'kodesh. Over here we're talking about we're within the two tefillin. First we put on the shel yad and then we put on the shel roish. If one went ahead and they put on the shel roish tchila, if the one took out the shel roish first, so then we say tzach lahave al mitzvah yanicha mitach yadai. Even though you have over here imavirin, so it should override, still we say you should put it down. V'yichaso yisaveis adova, cover it with something. V'yanicha tchila shal yad. The chivan the k'dima shal yad shal rosh hu min ha-Torah. Since the k'dima of the shal yad shal rosh is min ha-Torah, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Shnev k'sharat nolay zaydech v'telfa yisbein necha. Therefore, we don't look at the fact that you're being mavar al mitzvahs over here. Now, Prima Godim in Simin Kuf Mem Ois Dalet in the Ishal Avram, he says he has a suffix. If someone took the Tfila Shoroish first, and he made a brach al mitzvahs, he took the brach, he's still holding it in his hand. He's holding it in his hand, and before he put it on, and he said, al mitzvahs tefillin. So the Prima Godim puts in parentheses, L'didan simchav hei sifhei b'haga. His suffix is according to us that a nei like the Rav Moh, that we make a bracha l'aniach on the shal yad, and we make our mitzvahs on the shal rosh. Either because you're just saying practically that's where the mistakes can happen according to Rav Moh, that according to Rav Moh it's more likely that one will make this mistake than according to the Mechaber. Because he's used to making our mitzvahs on the shal rosh, or it could be that the suffix is dafka koin to Ramah, and is dafka koin to Ramah. But Akabani has a suffix over here where I took the shal rosh and I'm holding on to it and I made the bracha al mitzvahs. So do we say inema? Do we say the mafsik manich shal yad mavarch lanich? You mafsik and you put down the shal yad. You put down the shal rosh. And then you put on the shal yad, and you make a bracha lahaniach, kidin tairahu, vahayu keseda, because this that we just learned, that you need the shal rosh, shal yad first, and then shal rosh is the pasik. So we go with the pasik. So even though you made our mitzvahs on the shal rosh, you put it down, put on the shal yad, and then you put on the shal rosh, and you make a bracha l'nich, and then you put on the shal rosh, like the normal seder. I know my leisisa have a din Torah, v'dochi l'lav abo mechlal say, v'nich shal rosh kaidim. Or we say no. By me being mafsik now, it's going to come out that I'm making a bracha l'vatala, and I'm going to be oivan l'lav a bracha l'vatala. So you say l'lav is, v'dochi l'lav abo mechlal say, and you put on the shal rosh first. Agobarim, what's the first side of the Prima Godim? Why is that choshesh for a bracha vatal? It could be because once you made the bracha already, so now you're not being oivan the issa bracha vatal, except with sheva tase. As right now that I made the bracha, so my being oivan the bracha vatal sheva tase. My putting on the shal rosh right now is bekumvase against that pasuk. So it could be the first thought is that we'd rather sheva al tase be oivan the bracha levatola than to be oivan the kumvase of putting on the shal rosh first. So sheni bracha levatola is a very chomedika lav. So it could be that was the suffix of the prim gan. A kopar of the prim gan remains with a tzarachin in such a case. So don't do it. The Prima Godim by us in Simchah Hei Ois Yud Aleph, over there it talks about, if let's say I put the Shoresh on and I made the bracha of Al Mitzvahs, then he says, don't take it off. The Madahava Hava. Put on the shayad right away, so you can become the Indian of Vayachas, the Vahoyu Latayfas Beinecho, that should be on together. That's if I put it on already and I made the bracha. Vim Berech al Shalroish Lohaniach, but let's say I made on the Shalroish Lohaniach, Sheto Asova Shalyad Meniach, he thought he was putting on the Shalyad. Yirid Yivarech al Shalyad Mitzvah. And then when he goes and he puts on the Shalyad, should make a mitzvah tefillin. Kishtei brachas koi al tervayo. Kamashkaz v'torkan, chvi havanas beis Yosef, v'laniach koi nami al shalyad tzarin. But that's what he says over here. Now let's say, so therefore it comes out that if someone put the shalrosh on first, and he made a bracha al mitzvahs, so then according to those that are like the mechaber, so you don't make another bracha. But according to those that are like the Ramah, you'll make on the shalyad a laniach. That's what will come out. This Tila David, once we're talking about mistakes, the Tila David has a richos, he's mesupik. If someone was taught and made bracha also on the shalresh laniach, right? He put on the shalyad first, lehaniach, then he put on the shalresh, and he made a laniach also on the shalresh. So those that are like the Ramah that normally would make our mitzvahs on the shalresh, what he do? He explains his suffix, the Tutsdadim, and he comes out with Tzarchin over there also. What to do in that case? However, if someone forgot and did not make the bracha before he put it on, and remember, right, he put on the Shalyad, he was thinking, whatever, Sugya, whatever it was, and he forgot to make the bracha, and he remembered before he put on the Shalrosh, so those that are like the Mechabed Artzai Sechaim says he makes the bracha laniach. Those that are like the Ramah, based on that Prima Gun, he'll make laniach and al mitzvahs. If he switches the order, it's also fine, the Prima Gun says. If he says al mitzvahs and then laniach, it's also fine. Which means that let's say another case, I put on the shalyad, I forgot to make a bracha. Then I put on the shalrosh and I made al mitzvahs. And then after I put the shalrosh on, I remembered I did not make laniach on the shalyad. I could still make laniach even though I put on the shalrosh. Problem comes, this is a difficult problem also. If let's say I'm putting on my shalyad, I'm about to tighten it, but I don't remember if I made the bracha or not. I'm a suppik if I made the bracha or not. So there's also a question. I think there was a famous story from the Kleisenberger Rebbe where he said that song came to him with that Shaila. He said it was the most difficult Shaila guy. You ever heard this? So I forgot. I'll go about him. But yeah. Okay, now let's go to Sif. Yes.
Same reply if you made an Al Mitzvah still on the Shayad.
If you made an Al Mitzvah on the Shayad, so then when you come to the Shalrosh, you will make a Yivam Mitzvahs, and then you'll make a Laniach. I think so. I think then you'll make a Niach on the Shalrosh. If you made a Mitzvahs, because we say both brachas go on both, and the order could be the other way around. I think so, but I have to double check that. Is that the only case we left out? I made a Al-Mitzvahs, did we just speak about it? If I made Al-Mitzvahs on the Shalyad. Okay, fine. Okay, in Siv Zayin, Yizor B'Tfila Shalyad, Shalyoziz, HaKeshem and Abayis. You should be careful that by the Tfila and Shalyad, the Keshem, the knot, should not move from the Bayis. Gam Keshem Sechkisan, Tzvichan Yizor B'Zay, also when they're in their kiss, one should be careful that it shouldn't move. The Eish of Ram in the back, the Shulchan Aruch, the Eish of Ram Butchash, he's making this. He says, "Dafke b'shas hanachosan," that you need to be nizer in it. Akopanim, the Vayigud Shel Hakesha Yeh Letzad Ali. But the Mishpura brings down from the Shai Tshuva, the same like the Kitzur, that even when it's not Shasa Nechasim, you're putting it away, still you should be careful that the Kesha is touching the Tefillin. Vayigud Shel Hakesha Yeh Letzad Ali, and the Yud of the Kesha should be towards the heart, which means Hamavarta, the piece where the passage where Shabar Ritzu Tiyah Letzad Mal should be towards the top. Habayis letzad mata. Shasat chak yigoyin itza shub maniach b'yamin v'ata in le'tfilin el sh'ulin v'misha maniach b'smol a left you had to borrow up here from a righty v'ein yochel l'shanas l'tzkeshi doesn't have to change the knot v'mkein im yanich b'yifin zem habayta letzad mala v'habayis letzad mata tia yinim ha'kesha letzad chutz. If he's going to put it on the regular way, the kesha will be towards the outside. Okay, yafach, he should put it on upside down so that the kesha will be towards Yanicha Shamavata Tia Litzan Mato, Habayis Litzan Malo, Kadesha Tia Yud, Vakesha Litzan Ale. Now, the Lashon over here is Yeshli Zoher. Yeshli Zoher. However, the Bir Halacha does quote the Gra that held that it's Medina de Gemara. It's not Ma'akev, but it's more than just a Yeshli Zoher. It's Medina de Gemara that one should be Zoher in this. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that says Gam Shalatozes Hakesh Matfila Ain Raya Brura Migmara. There's no clear Raya from the Gemara. The Yishleim Kamoi Shadal Shalroish Hu Rochig Meetzim Tefillin. Just like the Dalar on the Shalroish is far from the Tefillin itself. Kamoi Ken Hayud Shalayad Ach Ken Nira VaApi Chochmas Hakabala Likuva. However, he says, from Api Chachmas Kabbalah, which the Mishmur also brings down a Zoya about this, but he says Api Chachmas Kabbalah Likuva Kainhu, V'lechein Toiv Yosef Shakriches Al Yad Yichrech Min Yad Lachutz, the Yad Kminig Asfardim, the Bzei Yisadik Akesh La Tfila, the Minig Ashkenazim Shakarchem Chutz Li Yad Al Yad Yisrachik Bzei Akesh Kamufin. Okay, yeah, still we have to follow our Minig of where the kesha should be, but that's the mile of the kesha going to svar. Agabon the Bach also is mafling on the einish of someone who's not careful that the yud should not move from the tefillin, and the okay. Now, bottom line is that the chatchila should touch the bias. However, because that's the mashmais and the shbrurah and many other achrayim. However, if it did not touch the bias, you do not need to put on again. Even if it didn't touch at all, you don't have to put back on. But the Maisis Mefur and other Achreinim, that any part of the Kesha, as long as it's touching any part of the bias, even if it's just touching the Titura, the bottom part, that's also enough. That's also enough. And therefore, yeah, that will also be enough. There are those that make and put like a string or a rubber band or something to hold it together. The issue that the Achrayim were talking about was if you put a string, it's very difficult to string the string through the Mavarta once the Ritu is there. They need a special tool to do it. So back in the days before they had this tool, they used to just tie it around the bottom of the tefillin. So we ran into our question again, if it's chaitzitz or not. So if it's made of a chut of a string, then it's a problem of chatzitza. But if it's made out of a gid, that brings us to the machlekes achrein that we quoted, if we say min b'mina, ene chaitzitz over here by tefillin or not. Okay, have a great day.